The Gemara Masechta Menachos, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, teaches us Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Chayev Odom L'Mashmish B'Tefillin B'Kol Shah. A person is supposed to touch his tefillin, remember his tefillin, all the time. Kav Chaymer, how do we know this halacha? Because we make a Kav Chaymer from the tzitz that was worn by the Kohen Gadol. Omat tzitz, she'ein boy ela askara achas. On the tzitz, the Shem Hashem only appeared once. It says on the tzitz, Kodesh LaShem, Omer Torah. The Torah says, V'hoya mitzcha tamid. And as I saw the Mefarshim explain, the word tamid that the Torah uses regarding the tzitz is a difficult word to understand, because the Kohen Gadol didn't wear the tzitz tamid. The Kohen Gadol didn't wear tzitz all the time. He only wore the tzitz when he was doing the avodah, when he was in the Beis HaMikdash. So what does the word tamid come to teach us? It comes to teach us shloi tasiach datam imenu, that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be mesiach das from the tzitz. So tefillin sheyesh behen askaras harbe, the Shem Hashem is mentioned 21 times in the tefillin. Alachas kam v'kama, that you certainly have the person wearing tefillin may not be mesiach das from the tefillin. Although Tosfos asks a question, Tosfos asks that yes, the tzitz only has the Shem Hashem once, but it's there, that it's there open for all to see. The tefillin, the Shem Hashem, is covered. Still says Tosfos, since the Shem Hashem is mentioned so many more times in the tzitz versus in the tefillin versus the tzitz, so if by the tzitz you have to may not be mesiach das, certainly by the tefillin as well. Another teretz that Tosfos offers is, as we've said many times, the tefillin also have the Shem Hashem available for to see. Why? Because the tefillin has the Shem Hashem on the shin and the dalid on the tefillin shel rosh, represent part of Shem Hashem. And then another teretz, which is very relevant l'aloch l'maisa, is that indeed maybe this halacha of being prohibited, being osur from mesiach das and tefillin, maybe only a derabbanan. Indeed, the Kav Chaymer has a question on it, and because the Kav Chaymer has a question on it, the din may be only a din derabbanan. That's Tosfos' suggestion. But if we look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Tefillin, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Dalet, he quotes this Kav Chaymer, doesn't make any question, doesn't indicate any remark regarding this. And from the Rambam, it seems that the halacha is that this is a din d'oraisa. So as we begin to discuss this halacha, that one is not allowed to be mesiach das when wearing tefillin, it becomes obviously a question, what does that mean? What does that mean that you're not allowed to be mesiach das with tefillin? The Gemara says that the Rosh asked this question, that the Gemara says you're allowed to sleep a shinas arai, a temporary nap you're allowed to take while wearing your tefillin. If you're not allowed to be mesiach das from your tefillin, certainly when you're sleeping, even if it's a temporary short nap, you're being mesiach das. So the Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Yoina that says that the Isser of Hesach Hadas doesn't mean that you have to constantly be thinking about the tefillin. Rather, what Hesach Hadas means is that a person should not be in a state of kalus roish when he's wearing the tefillin. But if he's doing whatever he's doing
and he's serious and he's in a serious mode, that is not considered Hesach Das. Because otherwise, says Rabbeinu Yoina, in those days they wore tefillin all day. How would it be possible to wear tefillin all day? Or how would it be possible even actually to daven, to learn when you're wearing tefillin, if you have to concentrate on the davening, on the learning? The Shagas Aryeh in Simen Lamed Tes says that this opinion of the Rosh is not consistent with the opinion of the Ramban. That the Ramban in the Torah Sa'adam says that the definition that one may not be Messiah Das when he's wearing tefillin means that he has to have complete concentration on tefillin. And he brings a raya, because the Rambam says, the Rambam is in Hilchos Tefillin and Mezuzah B'Sefer Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzah B'Sefer Torah, Alocha, Perek Dal Alocha Yud Gimel. The Mishi Yeshloi, Mishi Ain Datam Yusheves V'Nechayin Olof, somebody who is not in a clear state of mind, Patam Na Tefillin, doesn't have to wear Tefillin. Shemaniach Tefillin Osol Alasiach Datam Mehen. Somebody's wearing tefillin is not allowed to be Messiah Das. And if he isn't in a proper state of mind, so he can't have the proper kavana. So let's think about it, says the Shagas Aryeh. This person isn't in a state of kalus roish. On the contrary, this person is in a serious mood. And yet, he's still not allowed to wear tefillin because tefillin required that you should be thinking about them, and he won't be thinking about the tefillin. And he goes on to bring another raya from our Gemara. Our Gemara connected two halachas. Our Gemara said that chayv odom lamashmish tefillin b'chol shah, and then the Gemara says not mi masiach das. So what do we see? And the Gemara learns it from a kavachoyim from tzitz. So if the entire iser of hesach das and tefillin is only because, if the entire iser of hesach das and tefillin means that you're not allowed to have kalos roish, so why is there a chiv lamashmish tefillin b'chol shah? Just don't act with kalos roish. It must be, from here we see, that hesach das means much more than just not kalos roish. It's not a compelling raya, because as we will discuss, it could be that the chiyuv to be mashmish the tefillin is not because of hesach das. The chiyuv to be mashmish tefillin is because you have to be concerned that they might have moved from the right spot. So it's nothing to do with that halacha. Another raya is the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Mem Vav Amar Aleph, says that the Talmidei Rav Ashi would make a bracha every time they were memashmish the tefillin. Every time they were memashmish the tefillin, they made a bracha. There's a machlokes rishonim. What was the bracha? Laniach tefillin or lishmer chukav? What was the proper bracha? But the Gemara clearly says that they made a bracha. If according to Rabbeinu Yoina, why do you have to make a bracha on every mishmish tefillin? So, if we say what we just said before, that a mishmish tefillin means that they were checking that it didn't move out of the right spot, so now it's understandable. They made a bracha when they found the tefillin in the wrong spot, because it's as if they were putting them on again. So he says that although he, it seems, doesn't agree with the Rosh, doesn't agree with the Rabbeinu Yoina, he says it could be that what the Gemara means, what Hesach Das means, that everything that was done was out of concern that you shouldn't come to Kalash Rosh. The question, certainly, according to these Rishonim, is, as we mentioned earlier, how could somebody say Krishma or daven Shemoneh Esrei, if you have to be thinking about your tefillin all the time. So some want to say it falls into the category of the Shita Mekubetzes quotes Rabbeinu Simcha, that says it falls into the category of a oisik b'mitzvah, potam in a mitzvah. And therefore, indeed, when you're saying Krishma, when you're davening Shemoneh Esrei, you can't do two things at a time. You only can do what you can do. The question with that, I always think to myself, is so maybe oisik b'mitzvah, potam in a mitzvah says take care of the tefillin and forget about the Krishma, forget about the tefillin. So we have here a very big machloikis. What is the obligation? What does Hesach Hadas mean? The Rush seems, as long as you don't act with Kalos, Rush's opinion is, as long as you don't act with Kalos Rush. The Rabbeinu Yoina's opinion is, that's the Rush Rabbeinu Yoina, the Ramban, Shittim, and the Shagas Aryeh, same to hold that you have to have a seriousness when you wear the tefillin.